Zok the Mishnah Vayitra, Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. Ezu Derech Rechaika, what's called being far away, where he's potter on the Pesach Rishon, but he has to do the Pesach Sheni. Zok the Mishnah, Min HaModiyim V'lechutz, from Modiyin and beyond. Modiyin is a place 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. How much is 15 mil? Well, on an average day, where it's split evenly day and night, which is during Nisan and Tishrei, if you started your walk in the morning when the sun came up, it would be enough time to make it from your starting point until your Yerushalayim before Bein Hurabayim, which is the time that you can start bringing the Karban Pesach. Modiyin, by the way, was the place where the Hashmonaim lived. That was their base. Okay, so from Yerushalayim until Modiyin, Ezu Derech Rechaika, that's called a faraway place, Min HaModiyin V'Lechutz, from Modiyin and beyond, v'chimidasa l'chal ruach, and that same 15 mil in any direction from Yerushalayim. Divi Rabbi Akiva, as I held Rabbi Akiva. Now, according to Rashi, what does this mean? It means that it's chatzais now, and I say, oi, I have to make it to Yerushalayim to be marked of the Karban Pesach, but I'm 15 mil away. That means by the time he makes it to Yerushalayim, it's going to be night. It's going to be too late to shech the Karban Pesach. That's what the Torah says he's potter from Pesach Rishon, because what's the point of going? You're not going to make it in time anyway. That's how Rashi learns. Again, Rashi learns, it's Chatzais, he's in Medim, he says, I can't make it. The Rambam learns that the Mishnah is telling us a greater Chiddush. It's actually the morning. If he would start walking now, he would make it to Yerushalayim at Chatzais. It's still called the Derech Rechaika, where the Torah says, okay, forget the Pesach Rishon, you can go to Pesach Sheni. So Rashi learns we're talking about someone at Chatzais who's 15 mil away, and the Rambam learns we're talking about someone even in the morning is 15 mil away. Al Kopanim, this is Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Eliezer says, you know what the Torah means when the Torah says, if he's Derech Rechaika, he does not bring Pesach Rishon. We're talking about a person, Mei Iskupas Hu Azarev Elechutz. He's from the threshold of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Azara, the courtyard around the Beis HaMikdash, Elechutz and outside. In other words, could be he's very near Yerushalayim. Could be he's mamish there. But he became sick. He couldn't do it. His feet hurt. His stomach hurt. Whatever it was, he couldn't. He could not get to the threshold of the Azara until the end of the time that they were makar of the carbon. He has a din of Derech Rechaika. Whatever the Torah says about a Derech Rechaika, but someone who's far away, applies to this person as well. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva says he does not have a din of a Derech Rechaika. It wasn't his fault. He couldn't make it in, even though he was so close. But Lemaisa, his illness prevented him that he can't make it to the threshold of the Azara. So Rabbi Akiva, fine, he's an Einus. But he doesn't have a din of a Derech Rechaika. Now, what is the difference between Derech Rechaika and Einus? Well, that we learned in the previous Mishnah. Someone who's a Shagiger and Einus, Stam a Shagiger and Einus, for any one of a trillion excuses why a person can't do something. Some are careless mistakes, some are taka, something that was beyond his control. But the bottom line is, although we don't hold him responsible for the first Pesach, but if he doesn't bring Pesach Sheni, he's Chayiv Karis. If someone is in the category of Tamei or Derech Rechaika, what did we learn in the previous Mishnah? That even if he does not bring Pesach Sheni, he's Potter from Karis. So the question is he a regular Einus? This person who was sick and he couldn't make it to the threshold of the Azara, is he a regular Einus, or is he a Derech Rechaika? Or Rabbi Akiva says he's a regular Einus, which means if he doesn't bring the Pesach Sheni, he's Chayav Karis. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, he too is included in Derech Rechaika. Lemaisa, he could not make it into the Azara. Who says he has to be 15 mil away? He couldn't make it to the threshold of the Azara. Agreeing with Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Rabbi Yaisi, Zok Rabbi Yaisi, no. Even if he can't make it to the threshold of the Azara, he's called a Derech Rechaika. He would be Potter on Karis, even if he doesn't bring Pesach Sheni. And Lefika, he should know, therefore, Nokud al Hei, there's a dot over the Hei. The Hei of the word Rechaika, Loima, and that is to teach us, Loima Nesha Rechaika Vade. We're not saying he's really far, that he has to be 15 mil away, that he has to be like as far as Medin. Ella, rather, Me Eskupas Hu Azara V'Lechutz, even from the threshold of the Azara, and further than that point, if he couldn't make it, he has a din of Derech Rechaika, and it would be Potter even if he didn't bring the Pesach Sheni. Now, how does Rabbi Yossi know that from the dot on the hay? Sakta Taisis Yamtiv. If there's a dot on the letter, we dash in the letter as if the letter was not there. So instead of Rechaika, It says rachaik. What's the difference between rachaika and rachaik? Zakta Taisus Yamtiv. Rachaika would refer to the way. It's a far way. 15 mil is a far way. Rachaik means he is far. We're not looking at the road. We're looking at the gavra as opposed to the chefza, so to speak. He is far. What's called being far? Well, if someone is sick and he can't make it to the threshold, he's far. If you're trying to reach something and you can't reach it, it's too far. I may only be an inch away from you, but it's an inch after I can reach. If you're looking at the person, we don't measure distance in miles or in mils or in kilometers. So once there's a hey on the word rechaika, it doesn't have to be 15 mil away. It can be even this person who can't make it to the threshold of the azar, as the halt Rebbe Yaisi. The second pshat about Tanura says, you know what the dot in the word hey tells us? Emphasize five amos. Even if he's only five amos away, during the time of the akravas hakarbon, he has a din of a derech hachayka, not just a regular einus. And again, the mile of being a derech hachayka is that even if he doesn't bring a pesach sheni, he would be pater on karis. Let's quickly chazer over what we learned in our mishnah. There's a chilek between einus and regular derech hachayka. Derech hachayka or tamei, if that is his problem, that's why he couldn't bring the pesach rishon. So we learned in the previous mishnah, we dash it from the pasuk. Although he's supposed to bring a Pesach Sheni, but if he does not, he's pater on karbon. All other einsim or shayigim, all other reasons that prevent him from bringing the karbon during Yud Aleph Nisan, means he has to bring it on Pesach Sheni, and if he doesn't, he is chayiv karbon. So the Mishnah asked, what's called derech rechaika? And the first answer was, from Medim and beyond in all directions, Medim is 15 mil from Yerushalayim. That's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. How much is 15 mil? It's basically what you would need to walk a half a day on an average day where the sun shines for 12 hours and it's night for 12 hours. Now, you remember we learned the Machloikis Rashi and Taisvis. Rashi holds it means that at Chatzais he's 15 mil away. So even if he would walk to Yerushalayim, he wouldn't make it in time. It's already going to be night, past the time you could be makir of the carbon. And the Rambam learns, no, even if in the morning he's 15 mil away and he'll only make it by Chatzais, he's still called a Derech Rechaika. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer says, even if he's sick and he couldn't make it to the threshold of the Azara, he's right beyond the threshold of the Azara, but he can't go anymore, that's called a Derech Rechaika. Rabbi Yaisi adds, and that's why there's a dot on the hay, to stress, not that it's a real far away distance, but for him it's far. He can't make it. According to Rabbi Akiva, could be he's sick and he can't make it. Could be he's so close. I'm not blaming him. Lamaisa, he's sick, he can't come in, but he's not called a derech rechaika. That's a different kind of einus. And what's the difference between any other einus and tamei v'derech rechaika? So we explained, in the case of derech rechaika, if he doesn't bring a pesach sheni, he's pater on karis. And in the case of the other einus, if he could bring a pesach sheni and he doesn't, he would be chayiv karis. And one more thing, if you remember, we spoke out, where is Medim? Today near Yerushalayim there's a place called Medim. It's probably more or less in the same place. I don't know if they know exactly where it is. But where is Medim? That was the home of the Chashmonaim.